我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们聚在一起的时候，我们仍然来仰望你。
And when we gathered here tonight,
仰望你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，让我们更多的明白你所说过的话。
And we look to you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand your word more.
叫我们在这些日子的里头，尽管外面是走到幕后的时代。
And even though outwardly this generation is coming to the last days.
你叫我们的心仍然是被天上的事所吸引。
But our hearts will continually be drawn by heaven.
感谢赞美主。
We thank you and praise you.
因为你从前说话，你不是对单对从前的人说。
Because when you spoke, you did not just speak to the people ahead of us.
你对所有每一个世代里面寻求你的人说。
But you're speaking to all those who seek after you throughout all generations.
所求我们的主，叫你自己的话，因着你的灵在其中的运行，都成了活的话，来在我们照明。
So the Lord will ask that because of the working of your spirit, your words will enlighten us.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
我们将仰望在你手里。
And we look to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
有一次来到主面前的时候。
And once again when we gather before the Lord.
我们留意到这一次我们读的诗篇就不是说一篇一篇的来念。
And we notice that this time around when we study the Psalms, we're not studying Psalm by Psalm.
我们是在一个大主题的里边。
And it's under the big environment.
找出了一些小题。
And then we find out the smaller topics.
我们就用着那一个小题来做一个交通的内容。
And then we use these smaller topics to become our
content of fellowship. 当然这些交通的内容不是这个小题，不是前前后后乱翻。
But of course, we are not just going around without order.
我们是按照诗篇它本身在那里所说的，因为诗篇本身就分成五个阶段段落。
But we are going according to what the Psalms talk about, and it's divided into five divisions.
我们跟着这个段落里边来寻找那个小题。
And according to these divisions, we find the smaller topics.
那虽然今天我们是要从，应该是从十二篇开始。
And we have planned to begin with Psalm 12 tonight.
但是在我在主面前来整理的时候。
But as I was organizing before the Lord,
主好像要让我多包括一点。
It seems like the Lord wants me to include more.
要回头去看一点。
That I'd like to go back a little.
我是最不会讲短话的人。
I'm not someone who can make things short.
我盼望时间够用。
So I hope that we have enough time.
那今天晚上我们开始的时候要回到上一次我们所读过的一节圣经。
So this time we'll begin with a verse that we studied last time.
而引进今天我们所留意的那些内容。
And then by that we'll bring out the content we're about to fellowship tonight.
上次我们读到第九章的时候，我们就读到末了有一句话我特别和弟兄姊妹提过出来留意的。
Last time when we read Psalm 9, I especially made mention about a verse.
那就是十七节。
Which is verse 17.
恶人就是忘记神的外邦人。
The wicked are those who, that include the nations who forget God.
这句话是非常有意思。
And this is a very meaningful verse.
因为你可以从外面看好像就是指着外邦人。
Because outwardly, it might seem like they're only talking about the Gentiles.
如果你从实质上面去看，那就是指着一切忘记神的人都成了外邦人。
But in reality, all those nations, all the people who forget God, they are the Gentiles.
那这样一来的时候。
And because of this.
我们就留意到今天我们从十二 章里头所看下去的那些事物。
Then we will be able to notice what we're going to share on today, beginning from Psalm 12.
因为我们一直看下来的时候，都看到大卫在他回想他一生的年日。
Because as we see, when David is reflecting on his days,
他好像发觉他自己所走过的日子都是在艰难的光景里边多。
It seems that he discovered all the days that he had spent as mostly in the days of affliction.
他能平静安息的日子不多。
And the days that are quiet and restful, they are not
that many. 我们留意最近我们一直看来的大卫的诗篇。
And we pay attention to the Psalms written by David.
都是他作王以后的所发表出来的。
And they were written after he became king.
那意思弟兄姊妹就晓得，大卫从牧羊人一直到了做王位，那段的经历是非常不容易，也不简单。
So we notice the days between when he was a shepherd and to become a king, those days are rather difficult and not simple.
所以当他在主面前受召名。
So when he was enlightened before God,
神是喜悦公义的人。
That God takes pleasure in those who are righteous,
神的人。
Which is those who seek after God.
神不喜欢不认神为主的人。
And God does not take pleasure in those who would not acknowledge him as God.
那但是现在问题就在这里了。
But now that's an issue.
那我阿卫一生的日子都是做一个寻求神的人。
And David, throughout my life, is someone who seeks after God.
但为什么我的年日那么难过呢？
Then why do I encounter so many difficulties in my life?
平静的时间不多。
There's not many days that are restful.
都是征战。
It's all warfare and warfare.
他做没做王位以前，他也要征战。
And before he became king, he had to fight.
他坐上王位以后还是征战。
And after he became king, he continued to fight.
不仅是外面的征战。
Not only is warfare outwardly.
更难当的是他里面的那个征战。
More difficult it is the warfare within his
heart. 那好像在他这一段长段的好多篇的诗篇的里边，你都发觉这个情绪在哪里。
And it seems like we can find this kind of sentiment throughout all these psalms.
神啊，你是给我们看见该走的路。
The God, you let us see the way we ought to
walk on. 我们走上来了。
And now we're walking on this way.
但是我们走上来，好像没有尝到你的话里面所说的平静安稳的长久。
But simply when we walk on this way, we are not experiencing your words that talked about rest and peace.
这连我们这几篇弟兄姊妹都看到他在那里有一个情绪上的发表。
So these recent psalms that we've been studying, we find this common sentiment.
神啊，为什么现在我忍受了那么许多的难处，你好像不来扶持我一把。
And God, why is that I'm enduring such difficulties that you are not here to sustain me?
你好像对我隐藏起来。
It seems like you're hiding from me.
你好像站在远处。
It seems like you're standing far away.
更好像你是忘记了我一样。
It even seems like you have forgotten me.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个不是大卫个人一点点的经历。
And brothers, this is not just the experience of David.
前不久我们当中一个姊妹就问我一个问题。
And not long ago, a sister among us asked me a question.
她说我们信主的应该很喜乐的。
He said, we who believe in God should be very joyful.
但是我觉得有些时候喜乐都不太久就喜乐不来了。
But I find that I cannot be joyful for a long time and then I cannot be joyful anymore.
感觉神常常陪伴着我，但是那到了那种情绪出来的时候，好像神就离开我好远。
It seems like God is always by my side, but when that kind of feeling comes about, it seems like God is very far away.
怎么会是这样的？
Why is that so?
我就告诉他说。
And then I told her.
我说姊妹，你信主的日子不是太长久。
I said, sister, you haven't believed in the Lord for too long.
这个对你来说好像很新鲜。
And this seems to be something very new to you.
但是我老实告诉他说
But let me tell you.
不要说你在主里头的年日不是太长久。
And not to say you have not believed in the Lord for too long.
我在主面前的几十年到现在也会常常给一些事情搞得有点不大舒畅。
And I've been in the Lord for several decades, but a lot of times I will be disturbed by something.
但是是不是主离开你呢？
But is it true that the Lord has departed from you? It's not.
问题是我们自己在神的面前给难处影响到一个地步，好像主离开了你一样。
The issue is that we are disturbed by difficulties that it causes us to feel like the Lord has left us.
如果我们能转过来仰望主，
If we can turn around and look to the Lord,
不要给那些一些难处来限制着、影响着。
Not to be limited or affected by difficulties.
我们很能容易脱离那些困扰。
Then it would be easy for us to depart from those disturbances.
在我个人来说
，And for me personally,
一段日子是按人来看是非常不能喜乐的。
For a period of time, according to men's view, it was hard for someone to be joyful.
但是感谢主
，But I thank the Lord.
主带我走过
，The Lord has brought me along.
那段时这一个不喜乐的时候不短。
This period of time without joy was not a short time.
不是一天，不是两天。
Was not just one or two days.
是一年多，差不多两年的时候。
It's about a year to about almost 2 years.
那就是我在中国的时候坐牢呢，一年多。
Which was when I was in prison in mainland China.
那是搞政治运动的时候呢，许许多不少人给抓到监狱里。
And during the time of political movements, many people were put into prison.
等着要送去劳改场。
And they were about to be sent to the labor camp.
那么进去的人都没有一个喜乐的。
So all those who went to the camps, they could not be joyful.
但是有一个稀奇。
But there's something amazing.
不单是我个人。
Not only for myself.
我们当时教会里的不少弟兄姊妹们也都给卷进这一个漩涡里。
And that many brothers and sisters at our church were also involved in this.
等到那一段时间过了。
And after a little while.
不管是没有派出劳改场而得释放。
Whether it is someone who's not sent to the prison camps and they were released.
或者是去劳改场长的呢？到了二十几年。
Or those someone who sent to prison to the labor camp and then stayed there for about 20 years.
就像我们中间的张耀生弟兄，他就二十几年在劳改场里。
Just like a brother Stephen Zhang among us, he was in the labor camp for over
20 years. 我们脱离那一个环境的时候
，When we're set free from the environment,
我们都能见证一件事
，That we're able to testify.
虽然所面对的那个难处的确是超过我们人的能力所能担的。
Even though the hardship we face was beyond what a man can.
你每天都可以看到，有些给一同被监在那里的叫了出去就没回来。
And every day you can see those who are sent to the labor camps and they could not leave.
但是他的行李还是留在监牢里。
But the luggages were still in
the prison. 我们都知道这是什么一回事。
And we all knew what happened.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在弟兄姊妹们走过那一段路的时候，没有人感觉主离开我们不扶持。
As brothers and sisters walk through that path, none of us would feel that the Lord has left us and did not sustain us.
所以那在那段时候，有一些同被囚的人，他们不是信主了。
So、
他们说你们这些人怎么到了这些地方来还能笑眯眯的过日子呢
So some fellow prisoners who were not Christians, they would ask, how could you people be so joyful while you were put in prison?
我们就说不是我能微微笑
And we would say that it's not that we can smile.
是我所信的主一直陪伴我在这
It is because the Lord that I believe in is keeping me company.We thank God.
神允许我们走过许许多多的困扰。
That God allow us to experience some disturbances.
但是在所有困扰的环境里头，主说话也好，主不说话也好， 他就是用眼睛看着我们。
But during these situations, whether the Lord speaks or not, but he still watches with his eyes.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那虽然在我们的经历上，我们常常会有机会落到一个地步，好像主离开我们很远。
And even though in our experience that sometimes we will fall into a point that we feel that the Lord has departed from us far, far away. But we thank the Lord.
他也许没有对我们说话。
Maybe he's not speaking to us.
但是他确实陪伴着我们。
But indeed he is keeping us
company. 叫我们没有给困扰来压倒。
So that we are not overcome by the difficulty.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹们，你从十一章开始一直望到念到十五章。
When you read from Psalm 11 to Psalm 15,
11篇到15篇。
Psalm 11 to Psalm 15.
那我几那么几篇都里头都是说到这个事情。我落在困扰里，神啊，你来帮助我，你为什么就好像躲起来了？
And all these Psalms are talking, having one theme that, Lord, I am in affliction. How come you're not here to help me? How come you are hiding from me?
这是他当时的感觉。
This is his feeling at that time.
但是不是神和他那个交通关系的实际。
But that's not the reality of the fellowship between God and him.
主不说话不等于主没有看顾他。
The Lord not speaking doesn't mean the Lord doesn't care for about him.
主没有做工显在外面，也不能说是神放弃了他。
And when the Lord doesn't do any work outwardly, doesn't mean God has forsaken him.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你都会记得。
And brothers, you should remember.
我们的主钉十字架的时候。
When our Lord was crucified on
the cross. 在十字架上说过一句话。
And he has said this on the cross.
那一句话不正是，也是。他站在人的地位上，所遇到事情的时候，他的那个反应的情绪和我们是一样的。
Isn't that the same reaction of our feelings when we encounter hardship?
你记得主在那里说什么？
Do you remember what the Lord said?
我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
你怎么去了解这个，主说这个话呢？
How do you understand these words of the Lord?
因为给我们看见父，他是父怀里的独生子。
He is the beloved son in God's bosom.
父怀里说到他们的亲密。
In God's bosom tells of the closeness.
他是父怀里的独生子。
He is the beloved son in God's bosom.
现在神安排他给钉在十字架上。
Now God has arranged for him to be crucified on the cross.
那么对他个人来说，这个是非常非常不合理的事情。
And for him, this is something very unreasonable.
因为该钉十字架的不是他。
Because the one who ought to be crucified is not him.
而是我们这些人。
It's us.
但是主替我们去接受十字架的。
But the Lord took a place and took the cross for us.
那当他接受十字架的时候，
When he accepted the cross,
那个是真的是真实的那个具体的眼见的十字架。
And this is a real, a visible cross.
他里面也感觉不容易承担。
And it is also hard for him to take.
因为对我们的主来说，他接受十字架。他里面的那个感觉跟我们的那个感觉呢，我想是很不一样的。
But I believe that when the Lord received the cross, his feelings within is very different from our feeling.
而我们的反应多半是，哎呦，钉在十字架上好疼啊。
And our reaction would be like, oh, it is so painful to be crucified on the cross.
并且钉在那里的人根本就没前途了。
And also, the ones who are crucified on the cross will have no future.
就是要等死了。
It is only for them to wait for death.
你越心思越往这边走，你就越痛苦。
If you continue to feel this way, the more painful you feel.
弟兄姊妹记得前几个礼拜，那杨弟兄在这里交通的时候说到。张于志弟兄在上海，他去行刑的时候，他跟另外一个弟兄两个人
Brothers, you remember a few weeks ago when Brother Yang was here to share about another brother Zhang, how they suffered, they were receiving their sentences.
他们还是很松容的来接受那样的那样的对待。
And they accepted the treatment with ease.
你说怎么会可能是这样？
And you might ask, how could that be?
那是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神给我们看到。我们有的时候遇到难处的时候，那个难处甚至是要叫我们不能活命的。
And God causes us to see sometimes when we encounter difficulties, sometimes difficulties is to a point that it's to a point that we might lose our life.
就是在那一刻，主也没有离开我们。
But even at that moment, the Lord has not departed from us.
他会扶持我们来走过那一段。
That He would sustain us to go through that period.
我们的主是这样。
This is how our Lord is like.
以后《使徒行传》里头的斯提凡也是这样。
And in the book of Acts, Stephen was the same.
特别是在主的这一方面，我们知道，他不仅是十字架外面的钉那样的痛苦。
And especially for the Lord, we know that it's not just the physical pain he experienced on the cross with the nail.
他更大的难受的是什么呢？
What is even more painful for him?
第一就是与神分给隔开了。
Is that firstly is to separate from God?
长久他是在父怀里。
He was always in the bosom of God.
就是他在道成肉身到了人间的时候，还是在父怀里。
Even when the Word has become flesh, He was on earth. He was still in the bosom of God.
但是当他一给钉在十字架上的时候呢
？But when he was crucified on the cross,
不但是肉身。感觉疼痛。
Not only did he feel pain physically,
心思里头是更不容易接受。
It is harder even in his mind to accept this.
一位赐生命的主，现在要面对死亡的事实。
The Lord that gives life now has to face death.
难怪他在十字架上的时候，他喊出父啊父。我的神呢？我的神呢？为什么离弃我
？And no wonder he shouted out on the cross, "My God, my God, why has you forsaken me?"
那因此，在我们一般的人来说
，So for us in general，
我们在碰到一些困扰的时候，我们常常就落在苦恼里。
And when we encounter hardship, we'll fall into sadness.
好像觉得主离开我们。
And it seems like the Lord has left us.
不会。
But it's not the case.
主的话说不会离开我们，就是不会离开我们。
Because the Lord's word said that He will never leave us.
但是不离开我们，为什么让我们走上这么难走的路呢
？But since He would not leave us, why would He let us walk onto such difficult paths?
这是另外一个问题。
This is another issue.
不过弟兄姊妹都知道了。
But brothers and sisters, we all know this.
神要造就我们，往更深去，去靠近他。
God is to edify us to go in a deeper way to draw close to Him.
所以有时的时候，他就允许我们碰到难处。
So that's why He allows for us to encounter hardship.
但是我们回过头来看我们自己。
But when we turn back and look at ourselves,
常常在难处里头，没有办法能持守着我们该持守的。
A lot of times when we are in hardship, we are not able to hold fast to what we ought to hold fast.
总是有点疑惑在那里。
And we would have some doubts.
像十三篇那里就说了。
And just like what is said in Psalm 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说耶和华呀，你离忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我，要到几时呢
？How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢
？How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all day?
这是大卫当时的感觉。
This is the feelings of David at that time.
当然不是他一个人有这种感觉。
And of course, it's not only him having these feelings.
我们如果碰到他所遇到的那一类的事情的时候，我们也会在神面前发这些问号。
If we encounter things that he encountered, we will have the same questions.
那然后 我们就来注意了。
And then let's take note.
十三篇是
Psalm 13.
是很突出这样的一个情感的反应。
Psalm 13 make it a very prominent about the feelings of the soul.
14篇也是说出同样的光景。
And in Psalm 14 is talking about same situation.
等到第十五篇的时候。
And when it comes to Psalm 15.
就开始转一个弯了。
And there is turning a corner.
把我们带进你怎么去实行不给难处来压倒。
And it shows us how we can live out not being overcome by difficulties.
不让神的作为在我们的心里起疑惑。
And not to have doubt in our heart about God's work.
所以因此神就用了这几篇的诗篇呢给我们说出另外一个很真实的话。
So God uses these Psalms to tell us something that is really real.
这就是我刚才一开始就回到第九篇里面说到重新来看那个恶人就是忘记神的外邦人。
And that's why I went back to Psalm 9 earlier to talk about the wicked are the ones who forget God.
那个忘记神的外邦人是怎么样的呢
？So who are the Gentiles who forget God?
十二篇到十四篇就说出了忘记神的外邦人的面貌。
So Psalm 12 to Psalm 14 tells us the reality of those Gentiles who forget God.
他要让神要让那是寻求神的人，你怎么去认识人
？It is for those who seek after God to understand how to understand man.
因为你如果不认识人的话，你就看见我受的委屈，
we,
一点道理都没有。
If we don't understand man, and that we feel that we are wronged without reason.
但当你真认识的人的本性的时候
，But if you truly know man's nature，
你就觉得
，Then you feel，
人不欺负我，他还找谁来欺负我
？That if man doesn't pick on me， who else would they pick on？
反过来说
，And to turn it around，
如果我是不认识神，或是我忘记神的人。
If I'm someone who does not know God or who has forgotten God,
也许我们也会常常找机会去欺负别人。
And maybe we'll find opportunities to pick on others.
因为这个是人的本性。
Because this is the nature of man.
你如果一个在亚当里面的人
，For someone who is in Adam,
他不欺负人就很难，就很。很难领会。
It would be hard to understand when this person is not trying to pick on somebody else.
因为在亚当里的人的特点是什么
？Because the what is the characteristics of someone who's in Adam?
一切的事情都是我主张的是对。
That everything is based on me. I'm always right.
你们听我的话，我可以与你们和和气气。
If you listen to me, then I can be nice to you.
如果你不听我的话
，If you don't listen to me，
那就不太和气了。
Then we cannot be nice to each other。
就有事情发生。
Then something would happen。
弟兄姊妹，你留意十二章里边，他们里边说到那些恶人。
Let's just take note of the wicked that are mentioned in Psalm 12。
尤其是十二篇那里头就说了。
Especially is mentioned in Psalm 12.
说什么呢
？What does it say?
从第其实整篇里边大半是说那个，不过我们从第二节里边看一看。
Actually, most of the verses are talking about this, but we'll begin with verse 2.
人像灵舍撒谎，他们说话是嘴唇油滑，心口不一。凡油滑的嘴唇和垮大的舌头，耶和华必要剪除。
First two, they speak falsely to one another with flattering lips, and with a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all the flattering lips.
但是他们心里是怎么想呢
？But what is in their heart?
那是第四节。
Verse four.
他们曾说，我们必能以舌头得胜， 我们的嘴唇是我们自己的，谁能做我们的主呢？
Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us?
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里，把在亚当里的人的那个特点完全的揭露开来了。
And because you can see, this is a complete revelation, of those who are in Adam.
我的嘴巴就是命令。
Our lips are a command.
别人听到这命令就一定要接受。
And those who hear this command have to accept it.
你不接受的话，他就有其他的事情接续就来了。
If you don't accept it, things would happen.
他能说出很多的理由。
And he can give many reasons.
他在这里就说到了，他们以舌头得胜，他们是说也说到了。我们的嘴唇是我们自己的，我们喜欢怎么说就怎么说。
Here it says that he will prevail with the tongue and the lips belongs to themselves, and who is the Lord over them?
最近我们这一边不是在读四世纪吗？
And haven't recently we've been studying the book of Judges.
弟兄姊妹，你读完读四世纪的时候，你越读就越觉得四世纪的那一个主题很明显的摆在四世纪的最末了。
And the more you read about the book of Judges, the more you realize the theme of the book is at the end of the book.
那是以色列中没有王。
In those days, there's no king among the Israelites.
人任意而行。
And everyone does as is right in his own eyes.
那说出什么？
What does it tell us?
每一个人都做自己的王。
Everyone is their own king.
每一个人都以别人是他的下属也好，奴隶也好。
And everyone treats others as the subordinates or slaves.
反正在人的中间，我是要做主的。
No matter what, I will be the Lord over men.
我想弟兄姊妹们读四世纪的时候，不知道有没有那种感觉。
And I don't know, brothers and sisters, you have this feeling when you read the book of Judges.
我们总是以为四世纪是说神用着士师来拯救以色列人。
We always thought that the book of Judges is talking about God using judges to save the Israelites.
对，有一部分事情是神借着士师来挽回以色列人。
It is true that for a part of it, God is using the judges to save the Israelites.
但是弟兄姊妹，你一看到士师本身的时候
，But versus if you look at the judges themselves,
你就会有起一个疑惑了。
Then you might have this doubt.
像士师这些人，他怎么能被神用着来拯救以色列人呢
？And people like these judges, how could God use them to save the Israelites?
他们本身都几乎是一塌糊涂的人。
And they are a mess themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们要留意了。
But this is we need to take note.
士师记从一面讲是神拯救以色列人，并且神忍耐到一个地步，用那些按照神的本性来说，是神不会用他们做器皿的。
On one hand, the book of Judges tells us about these people that God would normally not use.To save his people, but it is God's forbearance.
但是以色列人就没有人呢。
But there's no one else among the Israelites.
连最糟糕的那个人都不是一个真实寻求神的人。
Even the best or the worst is not someone who truly seeks after God.
但是神也体恤以色列人的堕落，要挽回他们。
But God cared about the Israelites and their backsliding and wanted to save them.
神好像降卑他自己。的要求来寻找士师去处理他的百姓。
It seems like God has lowered his standards to seek after these judges to save his people.
那这个是我们从外面看来的时候会有的一个感觉。
And this is a feeling we have when we look at it from outside.
但是如果你从进到里面一点去看的时候呢
？But if you enter Into the inside.
神是借着四世纪里头的人物来表达人在神面前的短缺和跟不上神。
God is using the people in the book of Judges to show us the fall, the corruption of men, and how they cannot measure up to God.
所以四世纪一二三三而四 接连经过好几个事实没有路走了。
So one after another, after many judges, there's still no way out.
就得到一个结论出来。
And then there's a conclusion.
那时以色列中没有王。
At that time, there's no king among the Israelites.
个人任意而行。
And everyone does as it is right in their own eyes.
那所以，因此我们看到诗篇这几篇的时候。
So when we read these few psalms.
你看到许许多多的难处临到寻求神的人。
We see all kinds of afflictions come upon those who seek after God.
原因就是我们都是活在一个没有神的人的那一种气氛环境。和各种各样的风俗和习惯里。
And the reason is that we are living among those who do not know God is under this atmosphere and this circumstances.
你要寻找神。
When you want to seek after God.
他们不以为神是神。
But they would not acknowledge God as God.
他们一面是以为自己就是神。
On one hand, they think they are gods.
另一面呢，又把外邦的神接过来，承认这个不是神的是神。
And on the other hand, they would accept the foreign gods and then acknowledge these as gods.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你回过头来看到第九篇所说的那句话，就越看就越有意思了。
So, brothers, if you go back to look at those words in Psalm 9,
在神眼中看哪些人是恶人呢？
And that's very meaningful. Who are the wicked?
忘记神的外邦人。
Who are the wicked in God's eyes? These are the ones who forget God.
实在是提醒我们。
And these words truly remind us.
那所以，当神说出了这些外面的光景。
So after God tells about these outward
circumstances. 当然这些外面的光景都是大卫所经历过来的。
And of course these outward circumstances experienced by David.
因为你看到这几篇里面都是说到是大卫的诗交与灵长。
And because these psalms are, it was said that these are the psalms written by David given to the hymn leader, to the choir director.
那是你见到十四篇你就看到了。
And then when you go into Psalm 14,
神就把一个真实的事情显明出来了。
And God revealed something that is true.
为什么那些忘记神的人是恶人呢？
Why are those people who forget God are the wicked?
那十四篇的时候你就看到神说了另外一面的话。
And in Psalm 14, you see God mentioning about this.
什么话呢？
And what are these words?
他说，愚顽人心里说没有神。
He says the fool has said in his heart there is no God.
他们不仅是忘记神。
Not only did they forget about God.
他们在他的那个忘记神的这一个情形里头，还加上一个很深的心思里的坚固的堡垒。
And apart from forgetting God in their hearts, there is this stronghold.
那是什么呢？
What is this?
没有神。
There is no God.
既然是没有神。
Since there is no God.
我为什么要造一个我的一个那种要管我的主？
Why would I have to acknowledge a God that would control me?
但是神这个话就把人心里头那个愚顽表达得很清楚了。
And these words of God express very clearly the foolishness in God's, in the man's heart.
不是没有神。
It's not that there is no God.
没有神的根据是因为你是一个愚顽人。
The reason there is no God is because you are a fool.
那你愚顽到一个地步。
You are so foolish to a point.
真实的你不没看到。
That you cannot see what is real.
不是真实的你就抓过来。做权柄。
But you grab what is not real as your authority.
所以十四篇你就看到主的话说的好重了。
So that's why you see these very weighty words in Psalm 14.
神说呢，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事。
And God said they are corrupt, they have committed abominable deeds.
没有一个人行善。
There's no one who does good.
耶和华从天上 谁看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有，他们都偏离正路，一头变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个都没有。
The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt, and there is no one who does good, not even one.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到了，这番话是罗马书上保罗所引用过来，指出人的堕落的实际的光景。
And brothers and sisters, take note, these words are quoted by Paul to use in the book of Romans to point out the corruption of man.
没有一人，连一个都没有。
There's no one righteous, not even one.
这个话怎么出来的呢？
Where did these words come from?
不是我们人领会出来的。
It's not something that understood by man.
是神在天上检查，查验的结果，神就下了这样的一个结论。
But this is from the watching of God from heavens, and under his watching, this is a conclusion.
那当所以因此我们就看到了神在人中间做工，不是只是对着那些拣选神的人做工。
So that we see when God works among men, he is not just working among those who seek after him.
神是在所有的人身上都做工。
And God is working among all men.
那神一做工，
As God works,
人若对神有寻求的心，
And if man has a heart to seek after God,
我们这个人就改变了。
Then we will be changed.
如果我们不领会神的那一个呼召，
But we, if we don't understand God's calling,
那我们在神面前就成了恶人了。
Then we become the wicked before God.
因为不定是忘记神，
Not only will we forget God,
并且是成了一个愚昧的人，
But we'll become a foolish person.
那我们感谢我们的主，
We thank our Lord.
神把人的实质向我们来毫无保留地打开。
That God has shown us the reality of man without reservation.
说你真，如果一个人实实际际的是活在亚当里的话，你没有办法能找到一个称得上是义人的人。
If you, a person is really living in Adam, you cannot find anyone who is, can be called righteous.
但是大卫在这。在他的所经过的生活的经历里，
But from the life experiences of David,
他在这几篇诗篇里把人带回那个人性的本质里面去，看到我们所遇到的一切事情背后的那一个原因。
And he has led us to see what is behind the true nature of man.
但是感谢神，
But we thank God.
神虽然好像把整个地上的那个光景都写上一个记号，说没有希望。
And it seems like God has made this conclusion that there is no hope for all those on earth.
但是感谢神，
But we thank God.
神的本性里头不是那样，只有神公义的审判和追讨。
But in God's nature is not just a righteous judgment.
他也有无限的那个慈爱和怜悯。
He also has his boundless mercy and love.
所以当人可以那样对着神，
So man can treat God this way.
神却仍然给人留下这个恩典的门。
But God continues to leave this door of grace for man.
那所以在底下我们就看得很有意思。
So what follows is very meaningful.
如果弟兄姊妹你把这几篇诗篇并起来看的时候，你就看到这一点。And、如果你一篇一篇来看的时候，你就是看零零碎碎的一点一点。
And brothers, if you can combine these few psalms together, you will be able to see this point. But if not, you can only see bits and pieces of them.
神怎么是神怎么继续的领人去留意呢？
And what, how does God continue to lead man to see
this? 如果我们单独的去注意人的本性的话，
If we are only looking at the nature of man,
那人的所得着的那个结论就是说没有希望。
then man's conclusion would be there is no hope.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这几篇诗里头没有很明显的说到人的指望在哪里。
In these few psalms, it's not very evident, in terms of telling us where is the hope of man.
但是总是轻轻地露出了一点，神是你们可信靠，做你们挽回的神。
But it does let us see that God is the one we can depend on.
正因为这样的一个发表，
and then because of this proclamation,
就引出十五篇。
It brings forth Psalm 15.
十五篇虽然没有说到那个准确的那个结局，
even though it does not mention about the accurate ending,
但是却是向寻求神的人指出一条得胜的路该怎么走。
But it does point out this how, for those who seek after God, how to walk on this path of overcoming.
所以他一开头就是那句话。
So in the very beginning it says,
耶和华呀，谁能寄居在你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？
It says, O Lord, who may abide in your tent, who may dwell on your holy hill?
如果照着上面的话来看，你在地上都没有找到一个称得上做义人的人。
If according to the words that's before this, and on earth you cannot find someone who's righteous,
哪里还有人可以来到神的面前？活在神的面前。
Then how could that be someone who can come before God and live before Him?
这是很绝望的话。
And this is words of despair.
谁能寄居在你的帐幕？
Who may abide in your tent?
谁能住在你在你的圣山？
Who may dwell on your holy hill?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神把这个话放出来的时候。
When these words are laid out by God,
乃是从正面来指出，你要活在神的帐幕里，你要活在神的圣山里，有路可以走。
It is to point out positively, if you want to abide in God's tent and live on His holy mountain, there is a way.
什么路呢？
Where is this way?
回到神的话里。
It's go back to God's word.
那所以这就回到第一篇的时候，一开始就是打出那个大主题。
So now we can go back to Psalm 1 to see that in the very beginning, the big title is already laid out for us.
你就回到神的话里。
Go back to God's word.
你回到神的话里，按照神的话的指导来做人生活。
Return to God's words and according to the guidance of His word to live your life.
你怎么对神？你怎么对人？神的话都有那一个指导在那里。
And the way you should treat God and the way you should treat man, and the God's words has already given you guidance.
你跟着神的话走就对了。
And it is right when you follow God's word.
常常在我们的心思里有一个难处。
And very often there is a problem in our mind.
跟着神话来走。是要叫我们自己吃大亏。
Walking according to God's words, that we will be shortchanged greatly.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主好像叫我们学习做一个肯吃亏的人。
It seems like God wants us to learn to be someone who is willing to be shortchanged.
你留意了这里有主说到其中的一句话。
Take note of the words of the Lord.
那是在第四节里头。
In verse four.
上面就说到神藐视那些恶人，尊重那些敬畏神的人。
It says in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord.
神为什么尊重那些敬畏他的人呢？
Why would God honor those who fear him?
因为神看见在他们身上有一个动作。
Because God see this in them.
那个动作是什么呢？
What is this quality?
他们若发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。
He swears to his own hurt and does not change.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
能活，能这样活出来不容易。
It is not easy to live out.
但是主说出，在神面前活的叫神心里喜悦的， 你不能忽略这件事。
But the word of the Lord says, if you want to please God, you cannot neglect this.
如果把这一件事摆在人的本性里面，那我们就最容易领会了，叫自己吃亏的事情，我为什么要干？
But if we put this in man's nature, we can understand easily, why would I do something that costs myself to be shortchanged?
我要干，那总得要我点好处嘛。
If I am to do something, I should gain something from it.
如果结局是吃亏的，
if the end result is for me to suffer loss,
我就没有兴趣了。
Then I'm not interested in doing this.
没有兴趣是还是很轻松的。
And we put it lightly when we say we're not interested.
没有兴趣的以后呢，还要加上一个，我就跟你反对了。
And apart from not being interested, we actually will be in opposition.
尤其是这样一来的时候，你叫我亏受那么多的亏损，我怎么好放过你？
Especially if you cause me to suffer a great loss, how can I let you go?
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说，如果我们能这样跟上来，
God said that if we can follow on like this,
我们在神面前就不会动摇，叫我们站不稳我们该站的地位。
Then before God will not be shaken and we will be able to hold fast.
交通到这里，
As we fellowship to this point,
弟兄姊妹们心里应该有一个这样的想法。
And brothers and sisters, you should have this thought in your heart.
这些话谁说都可以说出来。
And you might say that we can all say these words.
怎么可以活出来？
But how can we live them out?
能活出来那个才是真实的东西。
And it is only real if we can live it out.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们不知道当时神感动到会把他的经历作为诗篇那样子一点一点的发表出来，为什么不比较完整一点来说完？
And we don't know why God just gave David these feelings and expressed them in little pieces and not as a whole.
是我们的确不太容易明白这个。
It's true that we cannot easily understand this.
因为我们一直从十二章十二篇一直看到十五篇，你都是看到神在那里允许人给你产生各种各样的诱惑，但神却没有叫你很清楚的知道你怎么能脱出来。
And from Psalm 12 to 15, God let us see that there are all kinds of afflictions that men can add to you, but it does not tell us how we can get out of this situation.
只是告诉我们说，不要做这些，你要从这些。逃避这一些。
It only tells us not to do these things and to avoid these things.
虽然指出你按照神的话来做就可以。
So even though it mentions that you, if you follow God's word, that will be alright.
但是来到人的身上的时候，
But when it comes to man,
难处不是知道我该怎么做。
A problem is not that I don't know what to do.
难处在哪里？
But where's the problem?
我怎么能实在的做？
The problem is, how can I truly do this?
感谢主。
We thank God.
所以主借着大卫说了那么许多的话，是好像是叫人感觉你做正直人就是准备要吃亏。
And God uses David to say all these words, seems like he's telling us, if you want to be a righteous person, you will suffer loss.
但是一到了十六章，十六篇。
When it comes to Psalm 16,
神就把整个问题扭过来了。
God has completely turned around this issue.
十六篇神好像给我们看到，神要领着我们怎么做。
It seems like Psalm 16, God is to tell us how he is going to lead us.
如果我们能按照神这样的带领来活，那我们就活出神要我们活的。
If we can follow God's leading to live, then we can live out the life that God wants us to live.
那里就不必管外面的人事物是怎样在那里有活动有更变。
Then you don't have to pay attention to all the people, events, and matters, how they change and how they work.
那所以一到了十六篇。
So when it comes to Psalm 16,
我们读这一段诗篇的时候，起初你读的时候，就读的我们心里面好像有点。 不太释放的样子。
And when we read the psalm in the beginning, it seems like we may not feel very liberated in our heart.
都是叫我们的眼睛看着难处。
It causes to, seems like causes to fix our eyes on the problems.
但是怎么我能胜过那些难处呢？
But how can I overcome these problems?
神也说出路是给了你的。
God said that the way I have already given you the way.
但是那个路是怎么走法呢？
But how do we walk on this way?
我们回顾我们自己在主面前所走过的。
And when we reflect back on the path that we have
traveled on before the Lord. 跟大卫来做一个比较的话呢。
If we compare to what David has experienced.
事情有大小的区别。
And there is a matter of something that's greater, something matters minor.
一样。
But the principle is the same.
我们碰到难处，我们会疑惑神。
When we encounter difficulties, we will have doubt about God.
我们也知道该怎么回到神面前，但是行不出来。
And we know how to return to God, but we could not live it out.
所以就产生一个感觉，神离开我们很远。
So it causes us to have this feeling that God has, is far, far away from us.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神继续往前说的时候，就说到十六篇了。
When God continues to speak, it comes to Psalm 16.
一说到十六篇的时候
，When it comes to Psalm 16,
神就指出了我们怎么去活出靠近神的感觉。
And Psalm 16 points out how can we live in a way that's close to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以从十六篇开始，弟兄姊妹，你注意，一开始就说：“神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。”
So that's why, brothers and sisters, take note. Psalm 16, the beginning says, "Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you."
而这个是上面那几篇的话归纳出来的一个总结。
This is the conclusion of the few psalms ahead of this.
啊，不管难处是有大。是大还是小，我们就做一个依靠神的人好了。
No matter whether the difficulty is great or small, we will be someone who take refuge in God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的难处不是不知道路。
Our problem is not that we don't know the way.
我们的难处是知道了路，但是怎么可以走上去
？Our problem is that after we know the way, how we can walk on this way.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
十六篇就给我们。带进那个实际的里面去。
The Psalm 16 brings us into the reality.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
神的话在那里提醒我们。
God's words are there to remind us.
你要认识你和神中间的关系。
You have to know your relationship with God.
你不是只是说我敬拜神。
Not that you can just say I worship God.
你也不是说。我有难处的时候，神来做我的拯救。
Or you say that when I encounter difficulties, God will
save me. 神和我的关系完全在乎我个人的利害这个基础上。
That the relationship between God and me only based on my gain or loss.
不，十六篇一开始就给我们打去了这一个心思。
In the very beginning of Psalm 16, it gets rid of this mindset for us.
他的话在那里指明一件事。
The words point out this.
如果你认识神
，If you know God,
那你就要知道一个事实。
Then you need to know this reality.
那个事实是什么呢
？What is this reality?
神是你的一切。
That God is your all.
所以这里的话是说得很清楚。
So the words here are very clear.
你不是不知道这件事。
It's not that you don't know about this.
你知道的。
And you do know about this.
所以你曾经还在神面前发表过，神啊，你是我的产业，我一切的好处都不在你以外。
So that's why you have said that God, you are my inheritance. I have nothing good besides you.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事了。
But sisters, you see this.
我们要认定。神自己就是我们的一切。
We have to hold fast that God is our all.
我们的好处不在他以外。
And we have nothing good beside.
要离开了主。
As long as we depart from the Lord.
对我们来说就没有好处。
For us, there's nothing good.
因为一切好处。
Because all the good.
我们在新约的里边就很清楚了。
And it's very clear in the New Testament.
因着我们的主走完十字架的路。
And because our Lord has finished the path of the cross.
神就把一切全交给主。
That God had already given everything to them.
然后在神拯救我们的时候呢
？So when God saved us,
神是把我们摆在基督里。
That God has placed us in Christ.
你摆进基督里以后
，Once we are in Christ,
基督所有就是你所有。
All that Christ has is ours.
虽然在旧约的时候，大卫还不懂。不会懂这一个。
So even though in the Old Testament, David did not know about this.
但是神给他里面有一个体会。
But God gave him this understanding.
我的好处不在主以外。
I have no good besides the Lord.
因为一切的好处主都替我接过来了。
Because all the good was received by the Lord for me.
而一切不好的主都替我们承担过来了。
And all that is not good, the Lord has.
那这一个认识是很重要。
So this is very important.
因为这个认识就把我们带到一个地步，这个地步是什么呢
？So this understanding brings us to a point. Where is this point?
只有主是一切。
Only the Lord is all.
我。在主里面
I in the Lord
主的所有就没有一件与我没有分
that all that the Lord has belongs to us
我们感谢神
we thank God
说头一个关键就把我们带到一个这样的领会和学习里
so the first important thing is for us to have this understanding and lesson
我们必须是要住在主里面
that we have to abide in the Lord
我们跟主连接在一起
when we are one with the Lord
主的一切就是我们的一切
what belongs to the Lord is ours
如果你不跟主连在一起
if we are notin union with God, with the Lord.
主所有的跟你就不发生关系。
Whatever the Lord has nothing to do with.
那这一个认定是非常重要。
And to have this confirmation is very important.
当然，在旧约的时候，大卫没有说到这一个真理上的事实。
And of course, this is not mentioned in the Old Testament by David.
但是我们现在是活在新约里边的。
But we are now living in the New Testament.
我们在新约里头就很清楚看到这一个。
And we can see this very clearly in the New Testament.
特别是在哥罗西书。
Especially in the book of Colossians.
用什么很清楚地看到。
But since you can see it very clearly.
基督是我们的一切。
Christ is our all.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那提到这样的事情的时候。
And as we mentioned about this.
那他就特别提出一个我们要时刻警醒的事情。
And
不要。以别神来代替耶和华。
He made special mention about this matter that we need to be very alert on. It's not to have any foreign gods to take the place of God.
不要以别神，这个是中文圣经翻的。
And do not have other gods.
你如果看原文圣经或是看英文圣经，你会留意到。凡是以别样来代替耶和华的，不是别另外一个神。
So in the original text or in English translation, it says it's another, it's not another God.
比另外一个神大多了。
Is the boundary is greater than another God?
是以任何的事物来代替神的。
If you use any other things to take the place of God,
你就没有办法走一条顺。那个舒畅的路。
Then you would not be able to.
但是我们所要留意的是什么呢
？But what do we need to pay attention to？
这个别神， this, 千万不要给偶像的那个关系来限制。
In terms of this another God, do not be limited by the concept of idols.
你说我们信主了，我们不拜偶像了。
He said, "We believe in the Lord. We do not worship idols anymore."
我们连祖宗的神位都挪了下来了。
We will even take away the ancestors.
其他一些假神的东西我们都消灭了。
And we get rid of all those false gods.
我现在活着不是以别神来代替耶和华。
So I'm not exchanging Jehovah with another God.
弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and
sisters, 最厉害的别样不是偶像。
The worst another is not an idol.
是什么？
And what is it?
是我们人自己。
It's us, it's ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以胜过外面的偶像。
But this is we can overcome idols outwardly.
我们平常顶不容易胜过的是我们自己。这一个在我们心思里成了偶像。
And but what is hardest to overcome is ourselves that has become an idol in our heart.
那我们常常失败软弱。
And oftentimes we'll fail, we'll be weak.
为什么呢？
What is the reason?
当我们在主的光照底下的时候，
When we're under God's enlightenment,
我们会很容易发觉。
And very easy, we'll discover.
因为我们体贴自己太多了。
It's because we are too mindful of ourselves.
体贴自己到一个地步，根本就不理会神。
We're mindful of ourselves to a point that we do not pay attention to God.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把我们的弱点给我们点出来。
And God has pointed out our weakness.
但是神不是单单给我们指出我们的弱点。
But God does not only point out our weakness.
如果只是指出我们的弱点，我们也没有也不会发生太多的作用。
Because if he only points out the weakness, there's not much use of it.
所以主继续在十六篇里面就往下说。
So God continued to speak in Psalm 16.
说一些话，一些话，我念的那个字句出来，弟兄姊妹就懂里边的事的了。
And I will just read the words and burn sisters, you understand.
第五节开始。
Beginning from verse 5.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的分，我所得的你为我持守，用神连给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。
Verse 5, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
弟兄姊妹们，耶和华是我的产业，是一个很大的福气。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance. It's a great blessing.
但是不在这个事情的本身。
But it's not because of this matter itself.And what is it?
弟兄姊妹，这一个就是很重要很重要的一点。
And verses, this is a very, very important point.
神把他自己连给我们的产业，神自己为我们去持守。
That the Lord support the law that he has measured for us.
我们不去细细的看，但是我点出来，弟兄姊妹，你完全可以领会。
We won't explain in detail, but as I pointed out, brothers, you can understand.
什么事情呢？
What is this?
这里说，神呢，你用神连给我的地界。
Here it says the lines have fallen to me in.
是坐落在佳美之处。
The lines that God used.
我们不必注意那个地点是什么，
it said
那个内容是什么。
We don't have to pay attention to what the place or the content of these pleasant places.
神用神连给我们的地界。
And but what you need to pay attention to is God used the lines to measure for us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这一个作用就很不得了。
Then brothers, then you know this is something great.
是我的，神要定规给我的。
It is mine that God has determined to give it to me.
神用他的尺度来量过。
God uses his measurement to measure.
这一部分是某某人的。
So this part belongs to so and so.
这一部分是某某人的。
And the other part belongs to so and so.
神量出来的那个事实。
And after, the fact that God has measured.
谁能移动呢？
And who can move it?
谁能改变呢？
Who can change it?
没有。
No one can.
那就是量给我们，就是我们的。
So whatever God measured for us, it belongs to us.
你不必担心你会失去你自己的那一份。
You don't have to worry about losing your portion.
神会为你去持守着 这一个。
God would support our lot.
那因此在这里，你就留意到了，神就领我们到一个很关键的地方了。
So here we see that God is leading us to a very key point.
这个很关键的地方是什么呢？
So what is this key place?
那神是这样对你。
This is how God treats you.
那你怎么对神呢？
Then how should you treat God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在这里就指出一件事。
The Lord has pointed out one thing.
我怀疑，在旧约的时候，他们那些人很能懂这个事。
I doubt that the people in the Old Testament could understand this.
但是我们有一件事情可以肯定。
But one thing we can be sure.
如果在旧约的日子，你能被神用。
If you're able to be used by God in the days of the Old Testament.
神会把这一个旧约的人不太能懂的事情，预先做在这些被神用的人的身上。
That God would do this on those who were used by God in the Old Testament time.
所以还在旧约你就看到有先知、有君王、有祭司。
So in the Old Testament, you can see the prophets, kings, and priests.
他们这三种人，就都是神兴起要来在他的百姓中间来做带领的。
And these three types of people are raised up by God to be leaders among His people.
说神就把他们放在一个可以接受神直接领引导他们的这一份恩典。
So God placed them into this grace of them being directly guided by God.
当然这一份恩典对新约里头的每一个神的儿女们就不是稀奇的事。
But of course this grace is not something that is strange to children of God in the New Testament.
但对新约的神的儿女们来说，那是很寻常的事。
For the children of God in the New Testament time, it's something very common.
但在旧约的时候，不没有这样普遍。
But in the Old Testament time, it's not common.
但是大卫就指出了，虽然那时候没有那么普遍，如果你真实是做一个寻求神的人，神会给你预先尝到这一份恩典。
So David has pointed out, even though this is not something common, but if you seek after God, God would give you give you the opportunity to taste this grace.
那是什么？
And what is this?
你常常去注意神在你身上所有的动作。
That you will continue to pay attention to all the works that are in you done by God.
这里的话怎么说呢？
And what does it say here?
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
I have set the Lord continually before me.
那从字面上你可以知道。
From the words you can know.
你把耶和华摆在你面前。
If you set the Lord before you.
你很清楚就知道耶和华不碰的事情你也不要碰。
And very clearly, you know whatever the Lord, Jehovah, does not touch, you do not touch.
耶和华的喜悦在那里的，你要跟上去。
But whatever pleases the Lord, you should follow on.
那弟兄姊妹，这个恩典啊，在旧约里头不是每个人都懂，但是那些你寻求神的人，神给你预先尝到。
And brothers and sisters, you know, in the Old Testament time, this grace is not understood by most people. But if you seek after God, God will let you have a taste of it.
但是对我们今天在新约里头的人来说呢？
But for us who live in the New Testament time,
这是什么？
What is this?
这不明就是那个恩膏的教训吗？
And this is the teaching of the anointing.
神借着恩膏的教训，叫我们知道神在我们身上的带领是对还是我们所要做的一切在神的面前究竟是对或者是不对。
And using the teaching of anointing, God let us know whatever we do before Him, whether it's right or wrong.
主明明说你不需要别人告诉你。
It's very clearly the Lord said that you do not need others to teach you. You will know it yourself.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当然我们现在读这些话的时候，就不是要把我们读回旧约的那一个律法 的光景底下。
And of course, when we read these words, we are not trying to go back under the law.
我们看到在旧约律法的底下，神还是用这个原则来引领他所用的器皿。
And we see that under the law of the Old Testament, God used this principle to guide those he uses.
那么今天对我们在新约里头的人，我们就更清楚要知道这一个了。
And for us who live in the New Testament time, we should know this even more.
我常把耶和华摆在我面前。
I have set the Lord continually before me.
你自己感觉了。
And you can feel this yourself.
主是不是陪着你走？
You can feel whether the Lord is walking
beside you. 主有没有把你丢下来，让你做孤儿？
Whether the Lord has left you as an orphan.
你自己完全知道。
You can understand this.
有许多基督徒常常说，神都没有给我说话。
And many Christians would often say that the God has not spoken to me.
神是把我丢弃做孤儿。
That God has forsaken me as an orphan.
问题不是这个。
But the problem is not
this. 问题首先是说，你有没有跟神维持着那个正常的交通。
The question is whether you are in a normal fellowship with God.
如果你不要神啊。
If you don't want God.
神跟你说话你都听不进去。
Even if God speaks to you, you cannot hear.
如果说厉害的话你又觉得受不了了。
And if God gives you some heavy word, you cannot take them.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
一个真正寻求神愿意活在神面前的人。
One truly seeks after God and willing to live before him.
他懂得怎么把耶和华常摆在他眼前。
He knows how to set the Lord continually before him.
弟兄姊妹见过一幅图画。
And brothers, you may have seen this picture.
是在美国这边很多人都看过了。
And in the United States, many have seen this picture.
就是说到那个那图画就是说到一个人很孤单的在那个沙滩上行走。
And the pictures has a person walking on a beach very lonely.
但是他发觉。
But then he discovers.
为什么我走过的路？
How come the path that I have walked on?
有两个人的脚印留下来的。
Two sets of footprints.
但是走。
And then as the footprints continues on.
走到一个地方就看见不再是两个脚印了。
Until a point that's not two sets of footprints anymore.
只剩下一个脚印。
It's only one set of footprints.
是，那个图画就是这样。
So this is what the picture is like.
但是解释就告诉我们一件事。
And the explanation tells us one thing.
说什么呢？
What does it say?
说主怎么陪伴着我们走。
It tells us how the Lord is keeping us company.
你走在一些孤独的路上边，有困扰的难处的上边。
When you're walking on the path of affliction and when you're lonely.
主是陪着你走。
The Lord is keeping you
company. 所以在沙滩上就留下两个脚印。
So that's why on the beach there are two sets of footprints.
两个人的脚印。
Footprints of two people.
但是到底是更为难的地方的时候呢？
But when you get to a situation that is even more difficult.
你正需要人来扶持的时候呢？
And when you need someone to sustain you.
好像不见了那个陪伴着我走的那个人了。
It seems like the person who
kept me company
has disappeared.
一个人的脚印。
Because what's left on the beach is only one set of footprints.
他不懂。
And then he doesn't understand.
他就求问神。
And then he asks God.
真的为什么是这样？
He asks God, why is it this way?
我不是最需要的时候有人陪着我走。
Isn't that in the time that I need it most, there should be someone
walking
beside me?
在我最需要的时候却没有人陪伴我走。
But when I'm most in need, there's no one walking beside me.
主就对他说。
And the Lord said to him,
你没有注意的。
You did not pay attention.
你走在容易走的路上，我陪着你走。
When you're walking on the path that is rather easy, I was keeping you company.
路不是难走，你人也觉得轻快。
So that's why you feel that it's not that difficult and you are
lighthearted. 但是走得很困扰的路的时候，
But when you go to a point when it's most difficult,
你自己一个人，神说你是走不过去的。
And God said that you cannot walk past this
point. 但是你怎么能靠到那边去呢？
But how come you can pass
神说
that place?
And God said, 我把你抱起来。
that I was holding, I was carrying
you. 一直把你抱过去。
And then I carry you to.
所以那个沙上的那个脚印只剩下一个人的。
So that's why it's only one set of footprints left on the sand.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在感谢我们的主。
But sisters, we truly thank our Lord.
主的话在这里就很简单的说。
And the, these words of the Lord
are rather simple. 你将耶和华常摆在你的面前。
You set the Lord continually before you.
用我们新约的话来讲，我们一直在那里享用恩膏的教训的扶持。
And using the words of the New Testament, we are enjoying the sustainment of the teaching of the anointing.
你看第十六篇。结局是说什么话呢？
And we thank the Lord if we read at the end of Psalm 16.
不是说你就胜过难处。
It's not telling us that we will overcome the difficulty.
说你就不受到心事上的搅扰。
And it's not that we would not be disturbed in our mind.
不是这些。
It's not these.
这是摆在十六篇里边去的时候。就成了很肤浅的东西。
If these are in Psalm 16, they would be rather superficial.
十六篇最末了。
At the end of Psalm 16.
是我们走过许多的难处。
It's true, we walk past many difficulties.
主陪伴我们一直走。
And the Lord keeps us company all the way.
但是我们跟主走过的路。
But the path that we walk on with the Lord.
永远带给我们一个指望。
It will always give us this hope.
什么指望？
What is this hope?
用最简单的话来讲。
Using the most simple words.
就是第十节。
Then these words are in verse 10.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣洁见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever.
这是什么？
What are these?
这是复活的指望。
This is the...Hope of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，当我们能活在这个复活的指望里，
But sisters, if we can live in this hope of resurrection,
你就知道了。
Then you know.
没有一样难处可以把我们压倒。
And no difficulty can overcome us.
也不管外面这个世代有多少的邪恶。
And it doesn't matter how much evil is in this generation.
我们就是蒙保守在主里。
That we are kept in the Lord.
我不知道。我只听他这样提了一下。
And I've heard about this.
英国有一个弟兄最近也是去世了。
And there's a brother in Britain who just passed on.
我们收到他的消息。
And he passed away recently. We received this news.
我女儿她是说，我要不要，有没有意思要在前面那个主日里头交通一下那件事。
And my daughter said to me whether she should share about on this in the upcoming Sunday.
我想她会的。
Maybe she will.
所以我现在不说。
So I would not share on this today.
让她去说。
And I'll let her share on this.
你实在是看到，跟随主而行走和主心意都都的人，他们永远是活在一个复活的指望。
And you see that those who seek after God and walk on the path that pleases Him, they will forever live in this hope of resurrection.
那个关键在哪里呢？
And where is the key?
常将耶和华摆在你面前。
Always set the Lord continually before you.
如果用具体的事情来表达，那就很有意思。
To express it in a very concrete way.
当你活着，我们也看见主的时候。
When you live and you do not see the Lord.
你知道走错路了。
Then you will know you're walking on the wrong way.
你到了一个地方去参加一个称为基督徒的聚会。
If you go to a place and attend a so-called Christian meeting.
你坐进去的时候不觉得主在那里的。
And when you sit there, you do not feel the presence of the Lord.
你不该停留在那里。
Then you know you should not stay there.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
And we truly thank our God.
神在我们跟随主的路上 一面给我们指出我们所遇到的凶险和邪恶。
On the way of following the Lord, on one hand, God points out the things, the evil things, and the frightful things that we encounter.
但是更宝贝的是他指出，他永远是我们的扶持、指导和盼望。
But more preciously is that he let us know he is forever our support and our guidance.
我们一同要来祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的恩典是何等的丰富。
Because your grace is so abundant.
是越过我们的言语所能表达的。
It's far beyond what we can express with our words.
我们在你面前有意的、无意的、不住的经历你自己的引导。
And before you, whether we know it or not, we continue to experience your guidance and your support.
你让我们知道更多的认识这个世界和我们的自己。
You let us know more about the world and about ourselves.
更感谢你的，你是让我们更多的认识你的自己和你的应许。
And more thankfully, you let us know you more and your will more.
主啊，不管我们是如何的行走过愚昧的路，
No matter how we have walked on the path of foolishness,
我们是仰望你，
Lord, we look to you,
常把我们带回你的面光地下，
that you will always bring us back to your countenance.
让我们懂得活在你的面前，
so we know how to live before you.
活在一个复活的指望里头，等候与你一同面对面。
And live in this hope of resurrection and to wait for that day to see you face to face.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
恩待我们。
May you have grace upon us.
让我们余下在地上的路走得正直合理的心意。
So that the path remains on earth that we'll walk according to your will.
感谢赞美都要归给你。
Thanksgiving and praises be to you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray this in our Lord's name.
Amen.
下礼拜回来我们看三篇。
Next week when we return, we'll read three psalms.
就是看到，看到十九篇。
We will read until Psalm 19.